Winifred Carney, does that name mean anything to you? Try this one, Marianne McCracken. Those are two historical figures, both Republicans, who Sinn Féin thinks should be celebrated with new statues at Belfast City Hall. Or perhaps you'd rather see City Council money spent on a memorial to the Belfast Blitz when German air raids killed over 1,000 people in 1941. The United States is embroiled in a huge public debate over monuments dedicated to leading figures from the Confederacy, a regime which enslaved African Americans. Some statues in the States have already been torn down. Is it time for some of our monuments to be mothballed in the name of community relations? On the line, the Ulster Unionist Party, the Sinn Féin councillor, Deirdre Hargey, who's backing the statue to Winifred Carney. Morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Tell us why.
Well, I think it's a couple of things, Stephen. We're actually in support of both. And just to give you a bit of background to the process of where this came from, last year there was an historic centenaries working group within council in which all of the main parties in council sit on. And that was to look at the decade of centenaries and how we as a council could approach those in a mature way and in a way that could broaden the understanding of where we've came from and to look at the complexity of our history. And as part of that, there was a request from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions to erect a statue on the front lawns of City Hall to Winifred Carney, who, yes, was involved in the Easter Rising of 1916 with James Connolly. But she was also a feminist, a trade union activist and a socialist, later becoming a member of the Labour Party.
Yeah.
But they also wanted to give recognition to her late husband, George McBride, who was a British Army soldier who took part as the 36th Ulster Division in the Battle of the Somme. And unfortunately, I mean, again, their story just shows the complexity of our history. They come from two very different backgrounds.
Yeah, there won't be the luxury to build statues to keep every community happy, will there? Because there will be funding constraints.
Well, and I think that's part of the consideration. So that request came in last year. At the same meeting, a request had also come via a councillor, Jeff Dudgeon, in terms of looking at a Blitz memorial as well. And the issue, obviously, of cost. I mean, I know the trade union movement had said that they could look at meeting 70% of the costs. And I know the outside organisation could also potentially meet some of the costs for the Blitz memorial. But what we did agree to as a council was to look at these in their entirety.
Looking at these statues in their entirety, Deirdre, it all sounds wholesome, doesn't it? And it all sounds as if...
Well, not at all, Stephen, because we've done this already on the inside of City Hall.
Well, so let me finish my point. It all sounds as if Sinn Féin wants to reach out respectfully to all communities and say, look, let's live together and let's not offend each other. And that all sounds fine until we read some of the tweets from your colleague, Jim McVeigh, who said the following: if we can have Queen Victoria, the famine queen, at the City Hall, better still, why can't we have Winifred Carney or Marianne McCracken? He also referred to Britain as the evil empire. Here's one in the City Hall celebrating the evil empire's role in the Boer War. That's one to be proud of. What about a mill girl or a docker? So are those comments from your Sinn Féin colleague? Is that how you reach out to the other community?
Our position
the
would
famine
not
queen?
Remove anything, Stephen. We have already been through a process within Belfast City Council in which we looked at the memorabilia within the inside of the building. And the equality impact assessment was done, actually made the recommendation to remove all of the memorabilia that was on the ground floor and in the public areas. We as a party, along with the other parties in council, agreed to a different approach, which I think has worked very well. And that was about relocating, re-representing and rebalancing the display and the memorabilia. And we now have a new exhibition space within the City Hall that looks at a British narrative and history, which looks at a Republican, which looks at the various language, the Irish language, Ulster Scots. It also looks at new communities that now see Belfast as their home.
Do you want the statue to Queen...
That's the mature way in which we look at all of these issues.
Do you want some statues removed, Deirdre?
No, for example. That wouldn't be our position. Our position would be additionality and looking at what else we can add. I mean, the reality is the building comes from a unionist era. There's no doubt about that. The statues come from one section of our community. And I think our approach would be around how we can rebalance that. So as well as looking at a nationalist and Republican tradition, how do we also look at the rise of the Labour movement in the city? How do we look at the role of women? And indeed, it was my party last year, actually supported by the DUP, that proposed a window, a stained glass window in the City Hall dedicated to the role of women in our city. And I think all of that is a positive move.
OK. Geoffrey Dudgeon, who you alluded to earlier, is here with us this morning. Morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Cross Unions Party Councillor. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a problem I've been facing now for over a year, that this the Blitz Memorial has been stuck in committee. You could say in June 2016, the whole thing was mangled up, to be honest, with the Winifred Carney statue proposal, and it ground to a shuddering halt at that point. Now, I accept entirely Deirdre's remarks that she's talks about additionality. She's not talking about removing memorabilia or removing statues, and that that's great. But the Blitz Memorial is entirely different from the issues about the particular unionist mayors whose statues are in the grounds. It's different from the possible Winifred Carney statue. It's about an event in 1941, a cataclysmic event, and nothing as bad or as ever happened, and hopefully will never happen again in Belfast, with so many people killed in two nights in 1941.
Can both statues be afforded?
I don't think costs are a particular issue. The Northern Ireland Memorial have been generous enough to offer up to £100,000 toward a Blitz Memorial in the City Hall, perhaps on the lines of the Titanic on the left side as you're looking at the hall. As Deirdre says, the Irish Congress has offered £70,000, I think, toward a Winifred Carney statue. But I think they're just two different entities, two different aspects to the whole matter. I mean, if you look at City Hall, there is a Marianne McCracken sculpture inside the City Hall. There are windows to the Spanish Civil War veterans. There's windows to the Irish Famine. There's windows to the Dockers strike in 1907. You know, there has been a lot of additionality, you know, that reflects the changing characteristics of the political makeup of the council. And that's all to the good. And that's what history's about. Accretion, things got added on as things change.
Jimmy Bryson has been tweeting this morning that he reckons there's another agenda. What do you think that agenda is, Jimmy?
Well, there's always another agenda with Sinn Féin, but I think long term what they want to do is at the start they use this fancy language and terminology, and they dress it up, and what they will appear to be trying to do is, as you quite rightly alluded to, is to appeal to both communities, to create a neutral environment or have statues to both communities. But what they will eventually move towards is tearing down any monuments or any vestige of Britishness. So I think the long-term aim here is, and no doubt within the next 12 months, 24 months, we will hear of an attempt to, they will want to tear down Sir Edward Carson from the grounds of Stormont.
Where are you getting this from? Where's your evidence for this?
Well, one would only need to look at Sinn Féin as to where they start each one of their campaigns and where it ends up. So it's a quite natural and logical conclusion to come to when one looks at Sinn Féin and the strategies that they always deploy. One would be insane to think that Sinn Féin ever want to live in a settled and neutral Northern Ireland. They don't. They want cultural supremacy, and this is what this is actually all about.
Well, of course,
moving towards that goal. And what they want to do is they want to get a concession now, pocket it, and then they will move on to the next phase and the next phase until they have completely rid every aspect of Britishness from Northern Ireland.
Of course, Deirdre Hargey, when I asked you earlier if you wanted the likes of the Edward Carson statue removed, you said no.
Oh, and I think Jamie's comments are just ridiculous. I mean, he's just scaremongering, and that's how he's made a name for himself. Our approach to this has been a very balanced and measured approach, and we have already displayed...
What's balanced and measured about Famine Queen commentary?
We have already displayed this around... Well, there are historical narratives that we need to look at, and there are obviously different perspectives to those narratives in terms of the hunger that happened in Ireland during the famine, in terms of a starvation of people where the population more
the
than
evil half. Empire, is that respectful?
Our issue is we're not for removing statues. We're for looking at additionality. We signed up to a set of principles within Belfast City Council which aims to look at these events in their historical accuracy and perspective. But it's also about broadening those events, so looking at them from a woman's perspective, from a class perspective, but it is about looking at them from their different narratives.
Do statues matter?
The unionist perspective.
Do they matter, these statues?
Of course, well, statues obviously do matter. I think remembrance for people matters in terms of all of these events, and it's not just pertaining to Belfast. I think the way we handle the memorabilia and the exhibition that is now within Belfast City Hall, I mean, that goes against everything that Jamie Bryson has just said, because the British narrative and history is actually retained there. It's actually in ways protected, because flags that were being worn, that were laying out, are now encaged in glass, where they're going to be protected. But the important thing is it adds to the balance that was not there. So it looks at a Republican history and narrative, it looks at a nationalist history and narrative, and it looks at the new communities that now call Belfast their home.
Well,
I think that is a positive step.
When you say Jamie Bryson for now, do you not want people within the nationalist community to have anything that represents their culture, their background?
Stephen, Sinn Féin have absolutely no interest in a shared Northern Ireland. They do not want Northern Ireland to work.
How about answering the question?
Well, if you let me explain. If Northern Ireland works and there's a shared Northern Ireland and two identities can be expressed and everybody is happy and gets along, then Sinn Féin's overall objective falls apart.
That's not my question. Well, my question is, do you not think people from a nationalist background can have statues and emblems representing what they believe in?
The point I made is germane to what Sinn Féin's objective is. This is not about people having monuments. This is not about both communities being treated equally. This is about setting a path to cultural supremacy. Now, Deirdre Hargey, she just come on there and said, I was scaremongering that Sinn Féin didn't want this. Okay, they said the same about bonfires. And then Jim McVey let the cat out of the bag. They don't want any bonfires.
Nonsense.
But of course they... Jim McVey's own words, we need to get rid of all bonfires. That is your council party leader's own words, not mine, Jim McVey.
That is not our party position, so you're wrong, Jamie.
So, Jim, are you
winding people up and scaremongering?
Jim McVey, that's what you've built your name on, and I pity those who follow you.
Okay. Is
Jim McVey flying his own kite then? Answer that question. Is Jim McVey flying his own kite? If you're saying Jim McVey's comments...
Sinn Féin position is very clear. I'm here speaking on behalf of Sinn Féin. Our position is very clear. Now,
Jim McVey,
hold on, let's let her finish, Jim.
A scaremongering agenda around this. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. And the reality is we have already come through a memorabilia process. It did not threaten a British identity or narrative. What it did do, but was add to a narrative that was not here, and that was a nationalist and Republican narrative.
Okay, let's see what we think at home
this
morning.
Half of the population in this city, and I think that's a positive thing.
Here's David and Lauren. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, David?
Stephen, I'm actually sitting here. I'm actually furious. Absolutely furious. I was saying to your researcher there. I'm a father of four children, Stephen. My benefits have been cut in half, and I mean, I'm struggling to feed my children. And here we are this morning talking nonsense about some monument, public money on a monument. There's our NHS struggling. The hospital trusts have to find a savings of 70 million, and we're sitting arguing about a monument. I'm absolutely furious, Stephen. Furious.
Well, don't you think monuments are important?
Maybe so, but in this current climate that we're in, Stephen, it's not a priority. They need to start looking after the people, never mind monuments. And I feel really strongly about it. I don't normally phone in the radio shows or anything to get there, but I just had to this morning, Stephen. My blood is boiling.
And you say, David, that you're finding it really tight. Give me a sense of that.
Stephen, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I have to budget day by day to feed my children. There's many a night myself and my partner, maybe three or four nights in the week, we won't take any dinner at all just to provide to the children.
Really?
And I am 100% being honest.
So you're saying you don't eat dinner?
Me and my wife, three nights a week, maybe sometimes four, we don't take dinner. We have a cup of tea or coffee, we don't eat. And people and within our family know that. And sometimes it becomes a food parcel or something like that, Stephen. I'm absolutely furious this morning. We're going to waste money on monuments. Monuments might be important to people. In this current climate, I don't think it should be a priority. It's the people. And these cuts are going to get worse. I mean, they actually slashed our benefits by 50%. 50% slashed. Now, that's something. The time you pay your bills and everything else, Stephen, there's very little left for food, I can assure you.
So much would you have? I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's interesting. Yep. How much would you have in a given week?
For myself and my partner and four children, we get £170 per week. £170. By the time you get a shop, you know, do a shop and pay your bills, your electricity, your gas. I don't have Sky TV or anything like that, so I don't. It's not a priority for me.
Are you working?
I can't work at the minute, Stephen, for medical reasons. Okay. I can't. So I'm actually going to try and see if I can get a part-time job or something. Like, I need to do something. It's getting seriously, it's really, really bad.
And a few nights a week, both you and your wife can't afford to eat at night time.
No, we don't eat. We don't eat, Stephen. I'm being honest with you.
Honestly?
100% hand on heart. That's how bad it is. It really is bad. At the minute, we're struggling because of school uniforms. We're struggling with them at the minute, so we're sort of... We've been around a couple of second-hand shops. We're buying bits and pieces, like, you know what I mean? We don't try not to tell the children that, because you know what kids are like when they go to school? I'm not wearing something that's second-hand. So we're sort of trying to make savings where we can, Stephen. It's really, really hard. And I have a funny feeling it's going to get worse. And I'm sorry if I've gone off maybe on something that I shouldn't be gone off on, but it just angers me when I hear politicians sitting going on and on and on about the thousands upon thousands that they're going to spend on the monument. Start looking after the people. The people are the important ones here.
Well, sure, they can't even get a deal to put a government back together.
You see, this is another thing, Stephen.
They can't make it happen.
Yeah, 100% right.
They've backed each other into corners, you could say, or others would argue.
Yeah.
They're standing by their principles. Whichever way you look at it, there's no local government in Northern Ireland.
Sorry, Stephen, they don't care less about the people.
Well, maybe they care so. Maybe they care so much, David.
But obviously they don't, Stephen, because there's that new cancer thing that's coming out. England, Scotland, Wales are getting it. Northern Ireland's not getting it because we don't have a health minister. It's disgusting. They want to be ashamed of themselves. They really want to be ashamed of themselves. Get in there, get the job done, and get the government up and running, and get this country back on its feet. I don't know. I don't know how other people feel about it, but I'm furious.
Well, you heard us tell you all last week that this Thursday there will be extraordinary meetings throughout hospitals, five key sites. I think it's five. In Northern Ireland, where chief executives of those hospital trusts are going to be announcing the cuts. And
Stephen,
John Compton, former head of the Social Care Board, was in here the other day telling us that that'll mean bed closures, it'll mean reduced packages for elderly people, reduced packages for vulnerable young people. That's what we're looking at.
Stephen, I buried my mother 2 weeks ago, who passed away from cancer in Antrimeria Hospital. And about a month ago, they came and told us that they couldn't get the funding for the drug that was needed. Do you know what I mean? My mum lost her life, so she did. They couldn't get the funding for it. So they have to apply to some board or something, and it sits every Thursday. And they make a decision whether they're going to fund that treatment or not. She was turned down for the funding. And that, do you know what I mean? They want to get in there and get the job done. Either that, the people want to rise up and go in and take over Stormont themselves and get some sort of government up and running. James Brookenshire, where's he? Is he just going to let this run and run and run? Like, it's the people of Northern Ireland that are suffering. I know we're going off on a totally different subject. But it really angers me. It really does anger me. I'm sure there's other people out there feeling the same.
David, thank you. Jeff Dudgeon, in the context of what you've just heard from David this morning and Lauren, he's angry because here we are talking about spending money on statues and he just wants the basics. He can't even afford to eat at night.
Well, I understand his predicament is pretty serious. But at the same time, we spend $10 billion a year, if not more, in Northern Ireland. So we're talking about a relatively small fraction of the budget. And you know, the spending goes on in all these hundreds of different areas. In relation to the Blitz Memorial, we've been offered £100,000 toward it. So there will be minimal extra cost to the city council, to the ratepayers. So, I mean, I'd like to challenge both Deirdre Hargey and the Alliance Party who've blocked the Blitz Memorial or who've effectively delayed it for so long that it is jeopardised. Can it be released from the other question of a Winifred Carney Memorial or the Union statues and allowed to progress separately and urgently on that matter?
The Alliance Party's Deputy Leader in Belfast City Council, Sean O'Neill, is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Your party pushed for a review of all council memorials. Why?
Well, I firstly want to be unequivocal in responding to Jeff there and saying that we haven't blocked this. We're aware that it has stalled over the last number of years. In fact, my party group leader, Michael Long, has raised it on a number of occasions over those 2 years and raised it 3 weeks ago, party group leaders. We're not against a memorial of the Belfast Blitz within the grounds of City Hall. In principle, that's not the issue. For us, the issue is that, as has been mentioned by others above, that, you know, that this issue is that we have a process that has been initiated to look at all memorabilia in the grounds of City Hall as a unit, not in solitary confinement. And we want to see a collective and holistic approach to these things.
That was just thrown at us in June 2016. There was no question of the outside of the City Hall grounds being part of these reviews. This was a brand new review pushed by Michael Long, your leader. And, you know, whatever you might say, it's been blocked for 15 or 18 months. And, no, that's not good enough. If the Alliance Party is keen to allow a bliss memorial in City Hall grounds or elsewhere in the city, can you allow it through and not be locked into this review where it'll go on forever and become sectarianised and become part of wrangling and unionist nationalist argument?
Well, we don't believe that it should be part of unionist nationalism. This isn't a unionist issue whatsoever. We've been very clear from the outset. We believe that it's an important part of our history. However, the process was already in place to look at all.
No, the bliss memorial was going ahead. It was discussed at the very meeting Michael Long proposed that this review be commenced, and then 18 months later we're no further on.
I just don't believe that this conversation is so black and white. I think that it's a very nuanced one about how we remember and commemorate.
Do you support a Blitz memorial, Sian?
Absolutely, 100% in principle, Stephen. We believe that it's an important part of our history, and we believe that to actually reflect the historical figures and events that are a massive part of our
history. We have consensus there, Sian. So let's go forward with that aspect. Forget the other stuff. A review can happen about everything else, about Winifred Carney, about Lord Pirrie. I'm just reminded, actually, that one of the strong women of Ireland is on the pediment of City Hall, Hibernia. If you look up above Queen Victoria, there is another mention. So it's not all one-sided, even if you start looking at it. And it has got the Titanic Memorial. It's got the Clinton Stone rededicated for the US troops. It's got a 9/11 memorial. There's so much in this thing. So why can't this Blitz Memorial go ahead?
We just believe that this needs to be looked at as a unit, just as the memorabilia and the statues inside City Hall were looked at as a unit. If you start to individualise events and
it's not the same as that. I mean, that's a council of despair. You know precisely that it will get lost in the murk of sectarian warfare in City Hall discussions.
But I think that's a really lazy argument to make.
Sian, didn't Catholics and Protestants die in the Blitz?
Absolutely. We're not saying that this is a sectarian issue. In fact, from the outset, we have been saying that the narrative across both inside and outside of City Hall needs to reflect all from society. It's not one identity or the other. This is not a sectarian issue, which is why I believe and the party believes this should be looked at as a unit.
Well, okay. Release it from the review. That's all I'm asking. You accept we need it, we want it, the money for it. Release it from that review because it isn't sectarian. It did affect, as Stephen said, both sides. 1,000 people in 2 nights killed. You know, the effect of that blitz was huge. It's invisible in many ways.
What is to stop someone else coming forward with a proposal that they think is different, that deserves its own?
Okay.
We think that it should be a collective.
Okay, let me bring
approach.
In some callers at home. Raymond and Lauren. Morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Raymond. Haven't heard from you in a while.
No, because you won't let me on. Sure, I've said that.
Would you stop saying that? Every time you come on, you say I won't let you on when you're on.
Won't let me on. Let's go on to what I was going to say.
Every time you say this when you're on, won't let you on.
Tell me what I was going to say. Are you going to cancel it too? You see this person talking about the famine queen and how nasty a person and all she was?
Jim McVeigh described Queen Victoria as the famine queen.
Well, the thing about it is, does he ever mention that rotten queen gave £5,000 to the people for the famine in those days? Does he ever mention that? And what I would like to know is,
didn't really help the millions who died, Raymond.
Pardon?
That didn't help the millions who died.
That did not help the millions that died. You see, they were dying over in Holland and all at the same time, you know. It wasn't the British caused it in Holland. In Ayrshire, they were doing the same. How come it's only over here we're interested in? But anyway, she gave 5,000 quid. How much would that be worth in today's money? But Jim McVeigh doesn't seem to ever remember that. He only remembers things that's knocking the Queen and one thing and another. That's the only. And by the way, I've been trying to get on. He made nasty remarks about the stupidity of the young Protestant people who build these bonfires as if they were half-wits. Do you remember that, Stephen?
I do not.
Well, you can rest assured if you go through the background of that particular period.
What's the point here? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
Well, ask him about the 5,000 quid you give and how much the rich people of the Republican side give towards it.
Raymond, thank you.